Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is the 10th of May 2022, and that means the madness begins all over again. The 17 acts take to the stage in the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest, all of which will be hoping to take the crown at the finals on Saturday. Ireland still hold the record for the most ever wins, and Cormac Battle has been taking a look back at the Eurovision heroes in what will no doubt be an extraordinary event. How are you, Cormac?
How's it going? Yeah.
How are you?
I'm particularly excited about this Eurovision. I'm not a Eurovision, not like anybody else. I had to look into all this information. But I think this year is going to be pretty special, especially with the Ukrainian-Russian situation that's going on. But we'll get into that a little bit later
What's our entry looking like, Brooke?
Brooke Scullion from Derry. You know what? It's a track called "This That's Rich." She's on stage. She's not on tonight. She's on Thursday night. We haven't even made the final in 4 years, so even to get to the final at this stage is a bit of a. And she's from Northern Ireland. Tell you what. Let's take a listen to the track. I think it's actually pretty damn good. That's rich.
Your vibes going on.
It's good, isn't it? It's catchy.
It's not what I was
expecting.
It's catchy.
It's kind of cool as well. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
I nearly said why me, but it's not why me.
It's not. It's deadly. She has a good chance.
Yeah.
Well, we always think we have a good chance, don't we?
No, not always. Like, if we're honest about it, we don't. I certainly don't. Many years, I think it's just some of the most dreadful music you've ever heard in your whole life. Come on, Jen. Don't be doing the old, you know. Come on, come with me on this. It's pretty good, though, that one, isn't it?
Deadly,
Brooke
Scullion. Like,
and she's also from Northern Ireland. So technically, obviously, Ireland can't vote for her because she's representing
the Republic of Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. But people in Northern Ireland can vote for her. So she's got an advantage in that respect. But people in the North, you know, she's from the North. Let's vote for her. Someone from the North of Ireland.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
There's people technically in the UK who will want to vote for Brooke Scullion. And anyway, it's a great tune. So let's see what happens with that. Fingers crossed.
Can we go right back to the beginning? Yeah. When did it all begin for us?
Do you know what? The Eurovision, I didn't know this, was going for 9 years before we actually put an entry in. I'd never heard of Butch Moore until yesterday.
And
you're a handsome gent as well. So, like, 1965 was the first time we put someone in, and let's take a little clip of our first entry. This is Walking the Streets in the Rain. But
the rain will keep falling.
There he is.
Ah, Butch.
Oh, Butch came in sixth.
Good man, Butch.
But you know what? I think it's interesting. Like, that's 1965. Look at the difference. Go back to Brooke and play Brooke for a second now. Play Brooke for a second. Look at the difference. Oh my God. The difference. Yeah. Interestingly, they're both in the same key. They're in the same key, those two songs.
I noticed that.
You did in your...
Absolutely
you
did.
In your arse.
Okay, so
not
that was Butch Moore. What a legend.
Butch came sixth. Yeah, he
lovely,
was the first
lovely
one for us.
Good man, Butch.
And then it was 4 years later when we hit the jackpot in 1970.
Woo!
We hit the jackpot, and do you remember which song it might be?
Oh, go on, Dana. Ty, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a belter of a tune. Let's all be honest with ourselves, yeah.
Do you think? Worldwide hit, that was.
Yeah.
And she was just 18 when it came out in 1970. That was the way it worked then. When you had a number one, or so when you won the Eurovision, that means that song sold, like, you know, 2 million copies, I think, that one sold back in the day. It doesn't really work like that anymore. And, of course, Dana went on to run for president, didn't she?
She did.
In 1997, but she lost out to Mary McAleese. She came third in that race as well. She came first in Eurovision back then.
You'd prefer that. It was some time then before we rose to the top again, wasn't it? Like, it was a couple of years later.
It was actually 8 years later. We were in the doldrums for 8 years. Do you know a guy called Sean Patrick Michael Sherrard?
No, but I want to.
Are you sure you don't know Sean Patrick Michael Sherrard?
Sherrard?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Johnny Logan.
Stop it.
That's his name.
That's his real name.
Yes, that's his real name. It's Sean Patrick Michael Sherrard.
Remember we had him on the show? Remember we had him on the show as a guest? And I thought Paul, our boss, was going to have an absolute conniption.
In a good or a bad way?
Well, in a bad way, because Johnny Logan, he's like, what is he now? Is he in his 60s
I think
now?
He's 67,
but
if
he's
I'm
a
not
legend.
Mistaken.
He still wears leather pants. Come on.
He does wear leather pants. And he's, do you know what? He was an electrician at the time and he was doing the bit of the pub circuit, bit of cabaret. And this is the tune that brought him to the top.
What's another year for someone who's lost everything that he owns? What's another year?
So that was the first one he won with.
That was the first one he won with, yeah. Do you know what? After that song came out then, he tried to capitalise on it. It just didn't seem to work. You know, record companies, it all sort of fell between the stools. And But lightning struck twice for Johnny. It did.
Okay, was
lightning
that...
Lightning struck twice.
Was that the... Which was the white suit?
The white suit was the one I'm just about to play you.
Okay.
1987, he was back again. He wrote the song himself this time. And it was called Hold Me Now.
For the last time, hold me now.
Everybody,
don't cry.
Come on.
Don't say a word, just hold me.
What a great party piece song. Everybody knows that.
Ah, absolutely. And he won it for the second time with that, which makes him the Eurovision king. He's the only person in the history of the Eurovision to actually have won it twice. He's the only person.
Wow.
He actually won it three times, if you want to be technical about it, because he wrote one of the Irish winners, Linda Martin's Why Me.
He wrote that.
Don't play it just yet.
I'm not.
Because you'll kill me line of thought.
Up. Jesus Christ.
You'll get set up. So do you have a party, Jen? Do you ever been to a Eurovision party or...
No.
Because I know loads of people who do. I was talking to my colleague up in the office, hey Paul, who has Eurovision parties where people come over and they vote. And
oh my God.
You know, and the person who wins on the night, who gets the sweep and the country, they have to host it, the party the following year.
Jesus, I'd hate that.
I know loads of people have Eurovision parties. They are apparently a thing.
They are a thing, yeah.
Anyone here, Audrey or Graham, are you guys going to a Eurovision party on Saturday night? Audrey's a big Eurovision fan. I think she's meant to go to Turin where it's happening.
We're too cool for that.
It's not too good. This is cool, Jen.
This is cool?
Yes. Well. Number one. Number one.
Okay.
That was
great
the
song.
Winner in 1992. This was a golden era, Jen. A golden era in the 90s. We won it no less than four times. And it was a hat trick of this in 1992. And then this hang on a second. Yeah, this in 1993. Niamh Kavanagh, check it out.
Did she win it?
She won it, yeah. I see, that's the thing. Less memorable, isn't it?
Mm.
I kind of know it, I think.
Oh, I know.
But it won in 1993. I think I was kind of out to lunch in 1993.
So this was like a golden era for us, the 90s with the Eurovision. This is where we're just banging them out.
And then this song is of all the Eurovision winners in a poll of Irish people 2 years ago, this next one is the one that they liked the most, which surprised me.
I don't agree.
Well,
with
I don't either.
I agree with you.
Hold Me Now
should
have been it, but this is what it is.
We were the rock and roll kids. Yeah. Rock and roll was all we did.
That's not party music.
Moany.
Number one, Jen, amongst Irish people.
Though.
They love that.
That was number one. Wow. Yeah. Maybe because they remembered it. Like Johnny Logan, you're going way back.
Hold Me Now, though. Jeepers. That only came in number third.
No. People are mad.
And the problem was as well, you know, every time we won it, this is kind of bankrupt in Ireland. Every time we won it, we had to keep putting it on the following year. So there's people going, oh, Jesus, we've won it again. That's going to cost us another 10 million quid. So three in a row. That was... Emer Quinn, she won in 1996. Have a listen to this, because it actually wasn't familiar to me at all, to be honest.
I am the voice in the wind and the boring rain. I am the voice...
Yeah.
That, no. Doesn't ring a bell.
Does that ring a bell?
Hi, how could noise.
But it won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1996. It won outright. And I don't know. It just didn't seem to punch through as a track.
Unfortunately, I mean,
I think you. Where were you at that point in your life?
16. I was in transition year.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I was actually in fifth year.
I was in fifth year.
I think I'd left the planet for the entire of 1996.
Gone. You were gone.
But look, there you go. Four Irish winners in the 90s.
Incredible achievement.
So that's 1996.
Okay.
When did we win? When did we win next? We didn't. Haven't won in 26 years.
That's a disgrace.
26 years we haven't won Eurovision.
Well, that's because we send out this.
Yeah.
Ireland, do say point.
Yeah.
Go on, Dustin.
I know.
Like, are we?
Yeah, 28. Look, that was. I think we were getting desperate at one stage.
What
I think
were we smoking at that stage?
To send Dustin? I don't know. There were big ones, but people at that stage were starting to question: should we be going to the Eurovision at all? Should we pull out? Is it time? Is it over? Should we just leave it to the Europeans, the mainland Europeans, and take ourselves out of it? And a lot of people thought we should. Do you think? What do you think? Do you think?
Absolutely
do you
not.
Just saying it, yeah?
No, because we have Brooke now, who's deadly.
But we had Jedward with Lipstick.
Oh God!
And then we had Jedward again.
See, that's
the following
just taking
year.
The piss. No.
No, I know, but that didn't work out so well either. Nicky Byrne, Westlife. You know, you would
decent
have thought
song. Decent song.
You would have thought he's in Westlife. Loads of people know him. They'll vote for him. No. A big hitter like him. I don't think did he get into the finals? I can't be sure 100%.
No, but I think people were just sick of us then because we won it so much in the 90s. I think you like get a turn, don't you? Is that how the Eurovision works? You get a turn to win
it? No, you don't get a turn. It's a song contest that people vote for and a very qualified jury gets decide on the song.
It's not political.
Did you know it didn't happen in 1983 in Ireland? It didn't happen at all. We didn't send any on. Do you know why?
Why?
RTE were on strike. So there was the station lacked the resources to send a contestant over. So we didn't go in 1983.
RTE were on strike.
Yeah, 1983. Yeah, I think anyway. I'm right.
You are right.
I'm right. I looked at the internet and it said it was. So
why were they on strike? We'll get into that in a different stage. We'll do RTE strike on the next nostalgia segment.
Join someone on Radio 1 to talk about the RTE strike and have a look back at that. We haven't won since 1996.
Do we want to win it though?
Of course you want to win it. Do we want to win it this year though? This is the thing. On a serious note, like Russia and Ukraine have been in Eurovision many times. But with the war, what's going to happen this year?
Well, we're all going to vote for Ukraine.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Would you give Brooke Scullion your first vote and then vote for Ukraine and give them 10? Is that what you'd do? Or would you just go full on, not even watch it and give 12 to Ukraine? Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Ukraine
are the overwhelming favourites to win this competition. Before you play it, I want to just give it a little bit of context. Russia were still in the competition even after they invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February. They were still in. The Eurovision people said it's an apolitical thing. We don't do politics. But since then, they reversed their decision and they banned Russia from being in the Eurovision, which was obviously the right thing to do, considering the way the world views Russia at the moment. And the front man of the Ukrainian entry has said, if they had been allowed to enter Eurovision this year, it would have symbolised the support of Russia's actions. Mm. This is the front man from the Ukrainian entry. So, to be honest, I won't lie. When I listened to the Ukrainian entry, I thought it was going to be a bit on the dodge side, but it's not. Have a listen to the Ukrainian entry, seriously.
Not bad.
It's not bad. I'm not sure if you give it 12 points.
He can rap and he can sing.
He can
He's
rap
got
and
my
got
vote.
It all going on. It wasn't what I was expecting, but they are the overwhelming favourites to win for very, very obvious reasons that people will be. It will be completely politicised, the Eurovision. Maybe, and we don't know. We don't know if that's going to happen. Will people vote for their favourite song, or are they just going to go Ukraine number one? We
can
just don't know
question?
How it's going to go. Yeah.
Do you think the Ukrainians give a shite if they win the Eurovision?
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, I know what you're saying. They've got other things to worry about.
Kind of busy
about.
At the moment.
I know.
Kind of other things to be worried
no,
about.
No, I completely understand that. But there's lots of Ukrainians who have now fled Ukraine, and
do you think this will be a massive show of solidarity?
Of course, yeah. I think there'll be a massive show of solidarity. I was even thinking about putting a few quid on Ukraine. I know that sounds treacherous of me not putting money on the Irish entry. But
don't
I think
do
it's
that.
Kind of
you have an addictive personality.
I know I do. But look,
Cormac, I have to ask you, because we're all thinking it and I haven't asked it yet. Why the hell are Australia in it?
Australia are in it for very, very boring administrative reasons.
You've got a minute to tell me why.
Right, I'll tell you in 10 seconds. They're broadcasting people are affiliated with the European broadcasting people. So somehow they're allowed in it because of that.
Don't get it.
It's probably something to do with Kylie.
Right.
As
okay.
well. And,
okay.
and neighbours.
Okay. Where
something
can we,
to do with that.
Where can we watch all the action?
Well, all the action is happening. The first semi-final is happening tonight at 8 o'clock on TV. And then the second one, which Brooke Scullion representing Ireland is on Thursday at 8 o'clock on TV as well. And then the final is on which will be, you know, it'll be riveting because of the Ukrainian situation on RT again at 8 o'clock next Saturday. I'm just wondering if people are going to have parties about. Also, I'd like to add:
Are you trying to get me to have a party, my?
Yeah,
house
do in the, out the back. The weather's looking good. It's also going to be on 2FM if you can't get near a television. Africa O'Connell, we're here now. It's going to be on this station.
Go on, Africa.
Eurovision warm-up between 7 and 8. Then Spychek Zelensky and Neil O'Doherty will be presenting from 8 o'clock to the bitter end, the Eurovision coverage all the way to probably to midnight with a selection of their own tunes as well, I do believe.
Okay.
Who's going to win it, Jen?
It's
Ukraine, isn't it? It's a good chance, but
we have to say
Ukraine,
best of luck
number
to
one,
Brooke.
And Brooke comes. We want Brooke to win. I don't know. What do we want?
I don't know what we want. But we just have to say best of luck to
Brooke
Scullion.
Best of luck to everybody who needs luck.
And here's you all have lovely bottoms.
Yeah.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.